Coral Raukawa is joining us. Now, Rangitike District Councillor Coral has spent more than a couple of decades working in education, training and employment, is now standing for the National Party in Te Tai Hauauru. Says she wants to help deliver better outcomes for Māori communities across the electorate. She is on the Rangitike District Council representing the Tikitia Ki Tai or Coastal Māori Ward. Coral, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Wāte. It's me, Dale, this end. Tēnā koe.
Morina, Dale. Ngā mahi nui ki a koe.
Tēnā koe. No he koe. Coral, what are your whakapapa connections tuhine?
My whakapapa is Ngā Wairiki Ngāti Apa. I was born in Martin, raised in the Rangitike. I also whakapapa to Tuwharito, my grandparents, from there, and also Ngāti Kahumine, Moti o Marae, to be more specific, and then, Whanganui as well, Ati Ho.
Tēnā koe.
In the middle reaches.
Kia ora, our introduction suggested you'd worked for a long time in education. In what capacity, Coral? What's your main mahi been over the years?
Absolutely. So I started off in training. Actually, I started off on a course, a training course, and then I studied and became the tutor, and then ended up working for land-based training, actually, and then started doing training for different organisations across the motu, and then, it has been. That's what I've been doing, recruiting, doing training courses over that period of time. That's where I started. Well, actually, no, I started at Matua Whāwai and then went to WFM and then got into training.
So you're a broadcaster too. Kia ora, fellow broadcaster.
Oh, wow. Stoli is the other brother.
Tēnā koe, Coral. You mentioned land-based training. Is this, am I to take it to do with our whenua? Might you explain that?
Yeah, land-based training is a provider doing training and employment on ag, for ag courses, youth into work, literacy and numeracy, driver's licensing. It had a partial focus. Was land, and I think also when I went to Ag Challenge as well, they were also focused on farming, farming courses as well. So yeah, that's been a thread through my training career, and then moving on to actually focusing on getting our rangatahi, where I found my passion with rangatahi, getting them into employment, helping them. Come from, helping them to engage, try and navigate the world of employment and getting them into employment and, staying there. So that pastoral care as well.
Tēnā koe. I'm not prying. It's a nice opportunity to meet you before we talk about your political ambitions and standing for the National Party in Te Tai Hauauru, which is, many would suggest, is a challenge. But we also are mindful that we need more representation in local decision-making bodies. And so your work as a councillor in the Rangitike District Council gives you a solid grounding for how local government works and hopefully, if you get the chance, national government. How long have you been a district councillor or Rangitike? And what prompted you to put your name forward and what have you learnt since you've been around that table, Coral?
Around the council. Okay, so to start off with, I have been in council for, this would be my third triennium. Mm-hmm. So I got in in a by-election on the general seat, Southern Ward for Bulls, for the council. I stuck my hand up because we'd already been participating in council with the Māori advisory group for council, Te Rōpū Ahika. So had already been around, had been in and around that table for a little bit on Ahika. And then, said, well, the whānau said, why don't you put your hand up for... So I did. And then so from there, then the Māori wards came in. So got in unopposed. And then the next, this last reunion, there was another candidate. So, yes, it was great because then we were able to go out, have a kōrero, have a debate, public meetings to talk about, exactly probably on a bigger scale what we're doing now. And was able to successfully gain 90% of the votes for that election.
You've got a reputation on the ground, obviously, for the work that you have been doing over that nine-year period. So, Mihana Kakwe Tuhene, you're standing for National in a Māori seat, which you'd accept, as we do too, that it is a challenge. But nevertheless, you know, we welcome different political perspectives. That's a hallmark of our people. Why the Nats? And what do you see that as a future for Māori in this proud Māori seat? How National could represent us, you would suggest, by standing better than what's there at the moment. But we know that the National Party have faced some criticism from Māori leaders over its approach to the treaty and Māori-focused policies. What are you hearing from voters on the ground? How do you respond to concerns that the party's at times out of step with Māori aspirations? Kōrero mai, Coral.
Kia ora. So I guess to answer the first part of your question, why am I standing? I'm standing for the Māori seat for National because I believe that the National Party is where a Māori voice can be heard and influence policy and change. How do I know that, Dale? Is because I've been the electorate chair now for the National Party for Te Tai Hauauru for nearly 3 years. And I was re-elected as a deputy regional chair for the Lower North Island. Now that includes the electorates from Hastings, Napier, over to Whanganui, come back down to Wellington. So, and that journey also has been a learning curve for me, and how I could add value. And what does that mean? That means, you know, remits, policies. So you can be effective and you can have a voice in National. And while I respect that that the electorate has been represented by Fire Deb, you know, I believe that there's an opportunity for an approach that will also respect our Māori identity and our aspirations. Because while delivering practical results for our whānau, that's what I've tried to do over these, that is me. My passion in my life is about helping out our whānau and our communities, helping build them up. And I've been asked, I said, you know, our people deserve to have a choice. And I chose National because before anything, again, they back the Māori seats. Those aren't going away. Am I the right person for the people of Te Tai Hauauru? I think that'll be determined at the polls. And I believe that you talked about the criticisms, you know, that National, or that's been facing National, and what am I hearing from the voters? Well, I just got elected, but I mean, what I'm hearing and seeing from voters even at local government level, but even I've been in and around the motu, the rohe, Te Tai Hauauru, and it's the same thing. People want solutions, they want outcomes. Education, in our healthcare, in our employment, and their communities themselves. And I believe National believe in supporting Māori to achieve these outcomes. But while the government policies benefit all, that kōrero, what's good for Māori is good for all. Kia ora. As for my aspirations, is that the outcomes, Dale, you were asking about? What do I want to achieve?
Well, you've answered some of it by saying that our people deserve a choice, and I agree with that. As broadcasters, we are very mindful that it's not our role to advocate for any particular party. We do take seriously our responsibility to advocate for people to vote. But Coral, that ultimately is their personal decision, and so how they vote is completely up to them. And you know, I respect that there has been many people of many Māori families and communities have supported the National Party over the years. So this is not something new, and it's encouraging that you've stood for local and now willing to stand for national politics. We do know, too, that there's sort of a tribalism in the way that people vote intergenerationally, it would seem. But that's always up for debate and change. So you have as much right to stand on podiums and speak about the way forward from a National Party perspective as anybody else. It's going to make the debates within Te Tai Hauāuru even more interesting that you've decided to stand. Ne?
It has made it more interesting that, you know, positive campaign, positive kōrero, and it's all for the people of Te Tai Hauāuru.
What are the practical solutions for them? You've got plenty of experience. You've got, you know, a whole lot of tautoko and aroha for our people. That shines through. But you've chosen to remain on the district council while campaigning. How are you going to balance your responsibilities as a councillor with the demands of an election campaign across one of our country's largest electorates?
Yes, you are right. You are right, Dale. So I have chosen, I've had a kōrero with the mayor. I will not reduce my commitment to my role as an elected councillor. And I understand how huge the area is, but can I just say that I think my whole life has been a campaign. Growing up in Māoridom, actually being on the marae in the church, in social settings, at work and on council. So I believe that already have been doing that, have to do some more, but I just think that in the electorate, all I have to do is just carry on and multitask, but I will remain committed until the end, till the end results in November, as to where that goes, that commitment. Am I staying in council or something else?
Or something else. It's been nice. It's been nice meeting you. It's appropriate that we do. We know our people are represented across all the parties that are vying for the right to govern, and we're very comfortable, as we should be too, to entertain ideas, thoughts, policies. The main thing is we are seeking a better tomorrow for our tamariki mokopuna, and I think we're all united in that regard, Coral. In fact, we've got another National Party person following in this conversation, and Dale Stevens is waiting in the wings. So, Mihana kakwe te tuhine. Thanks very much for joining us. I look forward to more conversations as the race for power heats up heading to November. Coral Raukawa with us. Tēnā koe, standing for the Nats in Te Tai Hauāuru. Tēnā koe. Thanks, Coral.